Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very special episode of the Epic Florida Project. We got a bit of a shocker on Thursday. We've got a double announcement. We usually get one, but we've got two. So, because there's two announcements, there's two of us. So, let me introduce my co-host with me, our fantastic Mr. Phil. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? I hope everyone's doing well at home. Hope everyone's enjoying the lovely weather as well.
Yeah, because it's actually like a hottest day of the year at the moment. I mean, I am currently in a sweatbox, what it feels like anyway.
Did I just laugh?
I've got a bit of a shine on me, I do apologise. It's not. It is 29 degrees at the moment. I think it's 32 in this room, so it's really.
Can I just say, I'm laughing how big your head is compared to mine.
Well, yeah, I've adjusted my camera a little bit, so.
Welcome to the Epic Florida Podcast.
Whoa, it's not the Epic Florida Podcast anymore, mate. It's the Epic Florida Project.
So we're saying that if you're listening to this, thank you very much. Please leave us a 5-star review on your podcast app of choice. But if you're not listening to this, can you nip over to YouTube, find Epic Shows, type in TEF Pod, I think, on YouTube, and it'll come up with Epic Shows. Click that subscribe button and hit the thumbs up for this video, because we're going to get straight into it, because I don't think I can last much longer than about 15, 20 minutes. So...
And I've got about six things to call today.
Yeah. So we had a double Halloween Horror Nights announcement. If you've been living under a rock,
doubled.
Have you been? So first of all, we'll get the one that I don't think Phil's too happy about. But
I'm not happy, I'm just not impressed.
Yeah. We'll get straight to that one. It's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. If you've not seen the video, hang on for 2 seconds. It's coming up right now. There you go. So you've now seen the video from Universal Studios. I will quickly read you the blurb that they put on the website, because it's not much. You've seen the 1974 horror classic. Now it's your turn to experience it for yourself. Enter the dilapidated Sawyer house and meet Leatherface and his demented family of murderous, merciless butchers. Will you make it out in one piece? Or in pieces. Step right into the story, experiencing every nightmarish moment for yourself. Explore every familiar room of the Sawyer house, from parlor to the bloodstained splattered kitchen. You'll face carving knives, meat cleavers, meat hooks, and of course, that roaring, slicing, flesh-ripping chainsaw.
Hello. So,
obviously, I alluded to it a minute ago. You don't seem too keen on this one.
Bored. Just more chainsaw stuff. Chainsaws are every year at Halloween Horror Nights. The film's okay. I know people think it's a cult classic. I think it's average. It's just not my cup of tea. I'll enjoy the house. I know I will. But really, to me right now, of all the ones that have been named, it's right at the bottom for me.
Well, I'm actually a bit more excited than Phil for this one, because I never got to see this one in 26. it was in the disaster queue. So obviously that's not going to be in the same location anymore, because the disaster queue is not there anymore. It's now Fast and Furious. So
it's even worse.
We do understand from the speculation, Matt, that this is going to be in a soundstage as well. So this could give it a bit more of a different vibe and a little bit longer. I believe it was about 2.5 to 3 minutes it took to get through the house last time. But this one could be a little bit more stepped out. But hey-ho, it's another announcement. It's another house.
Howdy-ho.
It's got chainsaws, it's got Leatherface, and if the banging door is there, that, because I heard that was one of the best scares in that house. As long as that banging door's there and there's a chainsaw, I'll be happy. So moving on to the second announcement that came. Universal Monsters,
The Bride of Frankenstein, people. I help him.
Yeah, I cannot speak today. It's this heat. I'm blaming the heat. Yeah, so we've got Universal Monsters, The Bride of Frankenstein Lives. Technically, it's a returning house from HHN Light last year, but this one is without any restrictions. So if you're watching this, here is the trailer again. Now, right, we'll quickly get into the trailer, because I believe you've seen the trailer as well, Phil.
Yeah.
That is one of the best trailers I've seen for an original for Halloween Horror Nights ever. Because I'm still calling it an original. I know people are saying it's going to be an IP because it's Universal Monsters, but I'm classing this as technically the one in the middle. It's an IP, but it's also an original. So it's kind of its own property.
IOP.
Yeah. So I think this is one of the best trailers. It's like a mini trailer.
I actually think, generally, apart from the chainsaw one we just had as well, these trailers have been spot on the whole event so far. They really have stepped up on their trailers, I think.
Because this trailer, obviously, you've just seen it, guys. It's, you've got the bride, she's sticking a needle into Frankenstein, or Frankenstein's monster, and then holding back, which I believe that is one of Dracula's wives. Potentially.
Yes, it did look like that. I thought that.
So it is a vampire. Whether it's Dracula's wife, don't know, or wives. But it looks like we're getting a lot of the female monsters in this as well. So happy days. So I'll just read you the blurb on this one. Hopefully I can say this one a little bit clearer than the last one. This time the Bride of Frankenstein is stepping out of the shadows and taking her fate into her own bloody hands. The mate will have her monster, and the monster is his mate. Now, that's a bit of a tongue twister.
It's not.
It is for me. Enter the Tower Ruins, where Frankenstein's monster pulled the lever to bring down the walls and destroy him and his bride. Recoil in horror as she tries to bring him back at all costs, at any cost, honouring whatever that word is, genius one harvested body part at a time. Don't get caught between her and the bride of... Yeah, Bride of Dracula. There you go. I should have just read the blurb, shouldn't I? Brides of Dracula, who she captures and drains in hopes of reanimating her love. So, well, if I read the blurb, we would have realised it is the Brides of Dracula, and they're using their souls to create Frankenstein.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a brilliant house, mate. I think there was a lot of it taken out last year. For obviously Halloween, HHN Light, not HHN 30+1.
Part one. Yeah.
Well, part one, I'm not taking that. It was clearly called by Halloween Horror Nights Universal, HHN Light. That was its name. Yeah. This is HHN 30. This is another house I am begging Biden. He's got to open up for us. Close back down in November. I do not care, but let the Brits in for Halloween.
Yeah. Well, I'm just currently looking at the concept art as well that they've released on the video. You'll see this on the screen now. That, I want that as a poster. I don't know if you've seen it, mate, but I really do would like that as a poster.
I think there is posters now already. I'm sure people are saying this. But I know you can keep it on the Universal page. You can get the thing on there, and in theory, you could take it to...
Well, potentially, this might be my screensaver for a while on my computer. Because it's actually, I just like it. You've got the brides in the underneath
Can I just say, my screensaver will be Biden. That's us in.
So, yeah, with that, guys, there's not really anything else been added yet. There is no new any ticket options, still all the same. And that's really where we are. We're not got ticket any more tickets or extras. I've heard a few rumours, which I'm not going to go into, that Screw That to Dine is not returning this year, but I believe that when I see it, because we know what people are like with rumours these days. Mm. But what I'll do is, also, while we're here, I might as well do it because it got released yesterday, HH Nightmares released Speculation Map version 4. I'll put a picture up now. Potentially, if you don't want to see it, too late, you've just seen it.
Simon.
I'm too hot and bothered.
But, my God, he's having a mare.
I don't care. But we've had we spoke about the Speculation Map before, but the Creepshow or Halloween 3 has now dropped off, and it's just got original. And if you know your Halloween Horror Nights history, if you know anything about Halloween Horror Nights as a deep dive, you'll know that this is now going to be the legendary Truth House. It's one of the backstories that has been part of Jack and a few other things all the way through the time, and that's the house it's going to be, because the little O where it's got original is the legendary Truth symbol.
Fair enough. Well,
some people are going to be upset because Halloween 3 is not there, my partner Julie. She's going to be a bit upset about that going, but she's also happy because if we don't get there, she's not going to miss it.
Yeah, we're getting there.
So,
can I, before we go, though, mate, can I just do a few things to tell everyone for the next episode?
Of course you can. By the way.
Next episode, guys, we're going to be basically talking about all the news as per normal, but we're going to be doing Islands of Adventure, specifically Marvel Land, talking about how we would change it. I've already had a few comments from people on Facebook. Well, I will be reading out for that, and we'll be giving our ideas as well. Also, I want to say quickly, we've had some feedback from Craig Willicks on our last YouTube video. Just want to read it out because if we get this stuff, I like reading it. So Craig Willicks put to us, great show, guys. Love your interaction and your banter. How are you guys feeling about your September trips? What we'll answer in a second. I'm feeling progressively less optimistic about mine as I'm seeing posts about August trips cancellations popping up on social media daily. I've got to pay the balance on my Disney part of the trip the 1st of August. I would just cancel and stay off site was fair enough if the trip goes ahead and do 3 rather than 2 weeks at Universal Resort, but I have a Magic Kingdom Park reservation. If you've got a reservation, just get an Uber. For the 1st of October on my link tickets. Are you planning to do trips updates on your TF project? We'll get to that as well. I enjoyed this segment on Morlando. And that's pretty much it, guys. So, yes, quickly, Simon, are you feeling confident going or not, truthfully?
Truthfully, I'm 50-50. I'm just going to wait till the 21st of July and see what Biden says and then just take it from there.
I'm a bit more hopeful. I'm about 70-75%. I know it's down to President Biden now. I know cases are flying up in that thing, but that's not the whole story, Biden, but we're not getting into that. And what else did he ask us again? Can you remember?
Have we got the trips?
Were we planning to like do stuff on our trip recordings? Like, yes, we're both planning to vlog, both of us, absolutely, on our own. We're not going together. It's mysteriously we're going to be on the same flight, but we're not together. Don't get our idea. We're actually in different.
He's at one side of the country. I'm at the other end. I'm at the proper end. He's at the bottom end.
Yeah, I'm at the proper end of the country, the south, where everything's run badly. when we're in Orlando, we will meet up and out, but we're going to be with our own families and that, so we're going to be doing our own stuff, so there'll be plenty of videos, totally different stuff from us. Every once in a while we'll get together on a day, do a quick recording, but when we're together we won't record much because we'll be drinking. So yeah, that stuff will be going on. So as I said, guys, get on Twitter at TEF Project. Tweet what you would do with Marvel Land. If you're watching this video and you've seen this bit, comment down below, comment here on YouTube, Facebook, anywhere you've seen this. And as I say, like the video, share it to people. We're trying to build ourselves up. We're trying to be not so over the top newsy now. We're doing the news as per normal with a bit of banter mixed in with it. Yeah. So that's pretty all the spill for me, Simon.
Yeah, well, adding on to that, thank you to the new 6 subscribers we got from our last video. Thank you very much. Let's try and go again. We're not going to ask for likes and stuff like that, but if you could just hit that subscribe button. That'll be great. So I think we should sign this off now. I think we've been on long enough. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we will see you in the next one.
Bye all.